This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Just last month, the Austin Independent School District Board voted to close 4 schools. This was the first step in a plan to close, consolidate, and expand programs across the district. But as the school board decides whether to close 8 more schools next semester, KUT's Claire McInerney reports the discussion around those schools could have a greater focus on equity.
The reason equity could be important this time around is because of Stephanie Hawley.
So first of all, let me say good evening.
She's the district's new equity officer. And compared to her colleagues, who are often criticized for speaking in talking points and muddled communication, she's been speaking frankly about issues in AISD. Here she is speaking at the November 18th school board meeting.
The map that you have of the closures is a map of what 21st century racism looks like.
But she says her job is not to be what she calls the equity sheriff. She wants to make sure that every conversation with every person in every department is thinking about equity when decisions are made. Her biggest equity concern is how the district educates low-income students and students of color. Here's the reality in schools with a lot of poor kids. Schools have fewer resources, less experienced teachers, PTAs that can't raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to make up for what the district can't provide, and parents who often don't have the same time and resources to lobby for what their kids do need. To begin this conversation with AISD staff, she wrote an equity report that reviewed the initial closure plan and its rollout. That was released this month. While the report is critical, saying many aspects of that plan were inequitable, Hawley says she doesn't view her job as trying to be combative with her new colleagues.
A lot of times people don't understand that shame and blame is not particularly useful, but you do have to tell the truth. You can either choose soft lies or hard truth. And when children are being harmed in educational systems, as an equity officer, I have to tell the hard truth.
And telling hard truths is the role of equity officers in many school districts across the country.
All right. Yeah, that, I was hearing some crazy feedback there for a second. Okay.
One example is the work Chris Chapman is doing in the Oakland Unified School District in Oakland, California.
And Oakland has not figured it out. We're just 10 years in.
Chapman has been doing equity work in Oakland for a decade. He started the African American Achievement Program, and now he's the senior advisor of equity and inclusion. And he says it can be a daunting job.
We are actually an outlier. The audacity of what we're being asked to do is pretty extraordinary, right? I mean, we're talking about really dismantling a mindset that's been fully baked for generations, both in the institution, the system and structure, and black, white, brown, or otherwise, we've been trained and brought up in it.
And this is the kind of undoing Hawley is beginning in AISD. She says she wants to do more training with staff and continue having hard conversations about how students are served. But she said she commends the superintendent for starting an equity department.
That takes courage, because that is an admission that what we're doing is not working. And that is the absolute first step in changing the culture. But there has to be patience and empathy for people as they come to grips with what it is we've been doing for a very long time.
Chapman says the education system in the U.S. wasn't designed to serve black students, immigrant students, Asian and Latino students, because when we started public education, those students weren't in the classrooms with white children. So his role is to help leaders undo their idea of who school is for and how to teach every kid. Oakland is similar to Austin in many ways. Its student population is mostly kids of color. There's a high population of students from low-income homes. And because of declining enrollment, they are also closing schools. Unlike Hawley, Chapman was in his role when this closure process began, and he was part of the strategy conversations. But similar to Hawley, he had a differing view of how his school district should approach school closures.
So my strategy was take the problem to the people. Nothing about us without us, right? So meaning that we can solve our own problems. That the problem of school closures should not have a group of people, senior leadership, in a room coming up with, this is what we're going to do.
But that's not how Oakland approached it. Chapman says that's part of doing this job. He's worked under different superintendents and says this work can look different when new leaders come in because everyone's at different points. He says he has to be picky about what to fight for because he can't do it all at once, and he still wants some wins. And finding wins and seeing change happen is really important to Chapman, because otherwise, he says, the job can become token. And it's happened to him when the Oakland School Board wouldn't adopt certain policies.
It just becomes window dressing. And we have an office of equity, but when we really get to the action steps, the opportunity to really lean in and hold people accountable, the system stepped away.
This is the challenge Holly and the rest of AISD face as they get the new equity department up and running. This school year, Holly says one of the wins she'd like to see is for AISD to hire an outside group to do an equity audit of the district.
Until I know how deep the mud is, it's difficult to plan how to get out. We need a third party to come in and share with us what we're doing well so we can build upon it, and then help us disrupt that which is not serving our kids well.
And this audit could look at many things. Money, first and foremost. What are the decisions around schools that get money for programs, buildings, and support? Are low-income kids and special education students getting the support they need? Are schools with wealthy and involved parents getting more because they're persistent in asking? These kinds of things are examples of the 21st century racism Holly mentioned at that school board meeting. And she says Superintendent Cruz seems open to this kind of audit. Claire McInerney, KUT News.